to read this morning from the Gospel according to John, chapter 5, and we will read down to verse 31. John 5 to verse 31. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus, finding him in the temple, said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole, and therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him, because he had done those things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he had not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father doeth. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all these things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honour the Son, even as they honour the Father. He that honoureth not the Son honoureth not the Father which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. Here we will leave the reading. May the Lord bless it, and may he teach us to pray. O gracious God, do bow down thine holy ear. Condescend to pour upon us a spirit of grace and of supplication. We are through mercy favoured and found in thy courts, through a measure of health and strength, Lord. And though, Lord, past another anniversary of our birth, we would be thankful, Lord, for those hitherto blessings. But all we want to know the truth. We want to feel, Lord, that reviving of our drooping spirits. We want to hear thy voice. May it please thee, Lord, to be with us through the day here in worship. And may we truly, Lord, be favoured to be fed on the crumbs that may be fall from thy table, the gospel table, to bear our drooping spirits up, a faithful and unchanging God, to lay the foundation of our hopes in those promises and the blood of Christ. O Lord, we would be favoured and feel privileged to be here, and pray thy blessing that our souls might be truly favoured to feel the presence of thyself. Do, Lord, manifest thy love to us. Teach us to do thy will. Teach us to number our days, to apply our hearts unto wisdom. We have been brought safely through another week of time. We have been brought, Lord, into thy banqueting house. And we do pray, Lord, that we might walk worthy of thee, that in the sanctuary of God we might by faith see a living Saviour who has condescended to lay down his life for his friends. And ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. We are given, Lord, that measure of health and strength for which we would acknowledge thy goodness and mercy toward us. Thou hast helped our brethren in our absence, Lord, and we would be thankful for that, and for the support, Lord, we trust at the throne of grace for them, by the friends, Lord, both here and at Ryde and in the home, Lord, at Adelaide and also at Connie in the home, Lord, in our pathway. Do remember us each, Lord, for good, we do pray thee. Remember our family members. We commit them to thee, Lord. They may not be with us, but they have souls. And we do commit them into thy care and keeping, wherever they are at this time. And awaken, Lord, we do pray thee, many souls yet to come and fill the place. A reviving of real religion, when there's so much, Lord, opposite to real religion. When the vanity and flesh of man wants to do what his flesh wants, whether it, Lord, often so seems to contradict the commandments of God. Lord, in those Ten Commandments, Lord, that seem to be very clear in our minds. But, Lord, we are weak in the flesh, but may the power of Christ rest upon us. May we know what real repentance is, godly sorrow for our sin. May we have a hunger and thirst for the righteousness of Christ. May we, Lord, be given that desire to commit our way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and finally bring it to pass. Those hits in our life, those things, Lord, those mountains, those valleys, those things, Lord, stones of stumbling and rocks of offence in the pathway when we would follow thee. So much, Lord, and many distractions in this sin-stained world. But do keep us, Lord, and do bless us, Lord, with a reviving in this dark day. We look upon the land, Lord. We look upon those that have the leadership over us and responsibility, Lord, of government. But, oh, Lord, where are they? What are they? Seem to be so much a Lord of their own things to do those things, Lord, that are in their own natural calm mind and therefore enmity to God. But do have mercy upon this guilty land nation. Do yet raise us up, those, Lord, that shall truly fear thy name and acknowledge thee. Even those, Lord, that we believe are in Parliament, that do give an appearance, Lord, of acknowledging God. Oh, Lord, do give them strength, give them power to bring forth, oh, Lord, their opinions that shall be founded on Scripture, founded upon the Word of God. All we do need thee, Lord, to raise us up, those that shall acknowledge God in their ways, and to seek the Lord while he may be found, for wisdom and guidance from above, to guide this country in great debt, Lord, that should be brought to realise that they need to owe no man anything, but to acknowledge God and seek his leadership and seek his comfort and seek his hope, that all things might be done decently in order in the country. Oh Lord, we see the nation falling away, but Lord, in thy mercy come and revive us and teach us to do thy will and lead us, Lord, in the plain path founded upon the scriptural truth that we have, to acknowledge God in our leadership, in our ways, or is anything too hard for thee? Help us still, Lord, to bear the nation up before thee in our pathway. But, oh Lord, we do pray for our churches, that thou wouldest, Lord, truly come and confirm our souls, Lord, with signs following, not to glory in the flesh of a poor speaker, Lord, but to glory in the work of the Spirit that sinners are brought to confess their sins before the Lord, and to be brought, Lord, waiting to be put into the pool, Lord, that shall truly cause them to feel to be washed in the dear Redeemer's blood and their sins all washed away. Oh Lord, do bless the word then amongst us. Bless us, Lord, in our private lives. Teach us to walk in thy fear. Teach us to search the scriptures. May we find a little rest and hope, Lord, in what the word of God reveals to us. Lord, so do hear our prayers. And we ask thy blessing upon, Lord, those absent from us, our dear deacon. We think too of Clem, Lord, and trust that he is recovering from his operation. And there be one, Lord, in our family tomorrow, Lord, as he has this operation, Lord, do grant that he might be brought safely through it, and that we might look on and see the wonders God alone knows. In answer to prayer, these things, Lord, that come about in our lives and may be seeming ordinary things, and yet, Lord, we want to know thou art in it. Thou art exercising our souls concerning bearing one another's burdens, and so fulfill the Lord Christ. Do be with us in our afflictions and those in our family circles, and grant answers to them, Lord, answers of peace, of restoration, and look on and see the wonders God alone has done. How dependent we would be more and more upon the help of thy Spirit, and show us, Lord, tokens for good. So, Lord, do help us still to wait upon thee for that renewed strength, we do beg of thee. And bless the day, Lord, with the help of the Spirit from pulpit and in pew too, that our souls might be nourished and fed with living bread and living waters from the wells of salvation. Oh, do not leave us or forsake us, God, because of our sins, but send Jesus to comfort us with a revelation by the Spirit of the truth to come down, reveal the things of God and make to our salvation known and witness with the blood. So do come to our aid, Lord, and do forgive our sin. All we ask of this for Christ's sake alone. Amen. Let us further sing hymn 1085, the tune is Eshtail 332. Hence thine intruding world depart, no more allure nor vex my heart. Let every vanity be gone, I would be peaceful and alone. Here let me search my inmost mind, and try its real state to find. The secret springs of thought explore, and call my words and actions o'er.
Thank you.
which the Lord may be pleased to help me, I would direct you prayerfully to John's Gospel, chapter 5, and reading verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. How vital to know this truth and believe it in our very souls, that it might be burned in. He said he would give us a new heart, I will give thee a heart made tender in the fear of God. Verily, he repeats, verily, of the truth, I say to you. The Lord Jesus Christ needs to speak to you and me clearly by his blessed Spirit, to apply the word, to believe on him. That is, believe on the Father that sent me. Unto you, therefore, that feareth his name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise. Remember the great work that Jesus came by commandment from his Father. He was sent into the world to preach this everlasting gospel. And he fulfilled, dear friends, the word of God, as he laid down his life for his friends, and he says, ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Religion is my way of commandment. And it is, dear friends, not what you and I might say one to another, it's what the Spirit said. And there seems to be a withholding in the day and age that we live in of the Spirit. But nevertheless, it is the work of the Spirit to reveal to you and me the work that the Father sent Jesus to perform. God manifested in the flesh, seen of angels, justified by the Spirit, preached on among the Gentiles. We see and look upon the Jews as a favoured race. They are, because Jesus was one of them. But this gospel is for the Gentiles. And we as Gentiles need to know this word. My sheep hear my voice. Oh, what can we say that we have heard of the voice of the Good Shepherd? What has drawn you and me to still search the Scriptures? To come and hear what God the Lord shall speak on the Lord's day, rather than seeking the pathway of the giddy multitude that want to do everything that pleases the flesh. What a world of sin and woe it is, but what a mercy there's a chosen people. And is it their ears will be unstopped, their hearts will be open to receive the truth. We shall have a testimony. And if you haven't got one, you know, you realise you need one to hear the voice of the shepherd. Sometimes we've heard it in judgment and made us tremble. But through mercy, sometimes we've heard his voice through the preaching of the gospel, through the reading of the sermons, or even what Lord has seen fit to use for the furtherance of knowledge in your soul and mine. I say unto you, this is the voice. This is the voice of the Good Shepherd. He won't leave you and me alone, dear friends, until he wears you down. By nature, we won't have him to reign over us. We look back upon our lives, and it's a life of wonderment as to why we were made, if we're not mistaken, to hear his voice. Why there's been that exercise in our soul to serve him, to follow him. Feel to be an unworthy dwelling. But through the mercy of God, he has determined, we do believe, to turn us around, to change our heart, renew our will, return our feet to Zion's hill, Sometimes we may kick against the pricks. Sometimes we're rebellious. Sometimes we wonder as to why God ever has any thoughts of peace towards us and not of evil, to give us an expected end. But it's because he's unstopped your deaf ears. He's attracted you and me to the Word of God. We want to know this glorious gospel, the good news of salvation, because he said, he that believeth not is condemned already in other portions of the world. Condemned already to what? To hell. Outer darkness, weeping, gnashing of teeth, won't have it rain over us. But blessed be the Lord that he is determined to save, determined to quicken your soul and make you cry, give me Christ or else I die. He that heareth my word, I say unto you, it's not a dead book, it's the Bible. When the Lord so reveals it to you, you'll realize your hope alone is in the merits of Jesus. And the gift of God is your everlasting life. Saved with an everlasting salvation by grace. And what a mercy, it's not a works, lest any man should, but how many rely upon works, dear friends, amongst religious bodies? Good works can never save you. But it's God that worketh in you and me, both will and do of his good pleasure, to believe on God, the Father's very existence, whom having not seen ye love. Blessed Trinity in unity, whom having not seen ye love. You're attracted to the Word. You want it applied. You want to have some blessed assurance that you won't pass, you won't come into condemnation. But as he says here, it's passed from death unto life. Well, we're born in sin and shaped in iniquity. We're dead in trespasses and sins until the light shines into your soul and makes you conscious of the eye of the Lord is upon you, ear open unto your cry and mine. As you call upon him in the day of trouble, he says, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify my name. Not your name or my name, but glorify his name. The Father. The Father's love, dear friends, has written your names in that Lamb's Book of Life. And we bless God for it. It was a hope. And you're looking to him for a hope to confirm yourself. You know, while you're living in this world of sin and woe, there'll be doubts, there'll be fears will arise. But when Jesus comes to confirm yourself, you go on your way rejoicing that you're delivered from this condemnation, because there is no condemnation in them in Christ Jesus, whose heart has been wrought upon by the Spirit, who have been born again by the water and the Spirit, and who come boldly, that's in the liberty of the Spirit, to the throne of grace, to obtain mercy and find grace to help in their time of need. Of a truth, he said, of a truth I say to you, he that heareth my word. We shall desire to have our ears bored to the doorpost. Only those that experience it know it. And you'll bless God for a little experience. If something still attracts you and me to the Word of God, and something in your soul desires to know him. And the only true God, whom Jesus has been sent into the world to seek out and save lost sinners. This is for the lost and ruined in the fall, that are brought to feel, O Lord, I am oppressed, undertake thou for me, that I should seek to honour the Son as they honour the Father. And so, he that honoureth not the Son, honoureth not the Father which has sent me. And so we seem to want to feel that union and communion with him from off the mercy seat. This is our refuge. to hide under the shadow of his wing till these calamities. You know these calamities that befall you and have befallen you in life's journey. Calamitous situations. And yet what a mercy to realize that the Lord will bring you through as them that honour him, he will honour. And favours you and me to know that we were dead in trespasses and sins, that we've heard his voice. He's pricked us in the conscience. He's made us to feel that he is the one thing needful. He's engraved it upon your heart. And we bless God for those sweet moments which we've been had revealed to us through the cross, through the blood of Christ that cleanses it from all sins. Verily, verily. Oh, what a mercy. Are they true? There's so much erroneous doctrine that is brought forth in the day that or in the age that we live in. There's a softening of the word of God. And these leaders of the churches, they want to please the flesh. It'll never prosper the soul, dear friends, of any. It is searching us, trying us, see if there be any wicked way in us, and lead us in the way everlasting, that we might honour him and feel a little hope in your soul and mine that he has unstopped these deaf ears, that he has poured in the oil and the wine of gospel for healing, for restoring, for believing, for strengthening your weak hands of faith, confirm your feeble knees, so that you have a fearful heart. Fear not, my God will come with vengeance. He needs to come with vengeance to drive out the buyers, to create in you a clean heart, to renew a right spirit within you. You know, we're so worldly minded at times. We cannot escape it in our natural mind. But the good that you would do, that you do not. The evil that you would not, that you do. Paul knew it. You study Paul's language, dear friends. He knew what he'd been quickened into life by and for. He still knew what the carnal mind was, enmity to God, a warfare. And who goeth a warfare of his own charges? Dependence, poor sinner, upon the Lord to apply his word. The entrance of it that giveth light and understanding to your poor, simple soul and mind. Believe on him. Believe on the Father, whom having not seen ye love, and the dear Son, who has brought his love down to earth amongst those that he has determined to call by his grace. He saw them ruin the fall, yet loved them notwithstanding all. His loving kindness, oh great. Everlasting life. What a mercy to be able to read our title clear to those heavenly mansions. Some of you want to, do you want something to live on? You want something much more to die on? Confirm your soul with a voice from heaven, that the voice of the Master. He came not to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. Like this case of this certain man who was had this infirmity, these 38 years, Jesus saw him lie and knew that he was now been a long time in that case. You might have a case, been in it a long time. You come and go, you want some confirmation that the Lord has seen you in that case. And he waits to be gracious. It's his sovereignty. It's at that set time to favour you with the quickening influence of the Spirit. You might hear these Gospels. You might hear much as you read the Gospels of the blessings upon those that walk in his fear. But oh, what a mercy. You see, the impotent man asked him, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in the pool, But while I'm coming, another step is there before me. Jesus sees him, sees the sincerity and desires of that quickened heart, and says, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." An impossible thing with man, for you and me to be quickened. Yes, but the Lord quickens souls and makes them cry, "Give me Christ or else I die. Rise, take up my bed." In other words, take up your cross. Follow him. Preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish, condemned, because they have no faith in what God's able to do. The preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish. Unto us that are saved, it is the power. Everlasting life. The power of God. Mysterious it is to you, but you'll know it when you receive it. Your sins blotted out as a thick cloud. Return unto me. I have redeemed thee. I've called thee by thy grace. Thou art mine. A chosen vessel. Though he seems to withdraw himself, you have these blessed moments which before the cross you view, the Lord has blessed you with a token of his love. It's a Sabbath day blessing, and you've gone on your way rejoicing. So you see, the Jews knew this man was cured, and then tries to find fault because it was the Sabbath day. When Jesus heals you, we cure. When he truly cures you, he might have cured you of weakness in being tempted so long in your life because you realize your affliction, you realize you're a sinner in God's sight. But there's a set time to fame you, and that blessed moment will come when. The hour is coming, he said, now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. So much in this, you know, this morning, isn't there, about hearing his word. And that word will sink down deep, dear friends, in your heart and mine. A new heart will I give you, a heart made tender in the fear of God. Doesn't mean you're a doormat to the world, dear friends, if God blesses you with his grace, no. But it will cause you and me to realise, why was I made to hear his voice and enter while there's room, while thousands make a ready choice and rather starve than come? The blessings of the gospel, laughed and scorned by many, despised and rejected by many. Well, how can two walk together except they be agreed? But blessed be the Lord. Lord, I believe and believe on him. The Father sends the Son. The Son suffers to bleed and die. But God raised him from the dead. And he's conquered sin and death for hell, of hell. Deliverance from hell. Through the merits of Jesus, quickened souls, then, and enlivened souls by the Spirit. When you're born again by the water of the Spirit, so you feel this. May I truly know what it is to be delivered from this condemnation. But there's a time when I have been quickened. And the Lord has truly exercised my soul to know how the case stands and how it will be when I come to die. As it's appointed unto all men once to die and after death the judgment. The nearer we get, some of us, to the end according to the years. You see, we have to realise this. The old must, but the young may die. Without someone to die in your sins, without any repentance, even to come into old age and not yet be quickened, but blessed be the Lord. the appointed time. I was on a pace not to propose, but called by grace to change the heart, renew the will, return the feet to Zion's hill. And you'll remember those changes. And you'll bless God for them, that you want to have your ear bore to the doorpost, so you might hear something that profits your soul. And what your hand and mind find to do as a God-fearing soul, you'll do it in honour to Him. What thy hand find to do, do it as unto the Lord and not unto man. And you'll have to pray for grace to walk worthy of Him. And the vocation where you have been called, looking unto Jesus, who for the joy was set before Him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of God, there to intercede for you. His work is not done, dear friends, though He died, but He's risen. He's ascended on high, He's led captivity captive, He's received gifts of men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Yes, you may feel rebellious, because things have been turned. He's ordered your footsteps by and through His word, and you might be forsaken of others. I've been reflecting recently on some of those relatives that I knew and tried to help me in business, but as soon as they knew I was in the gospel, they tried to avoid me. Tried to avoid me. Because they were full up, dear friends, with Freemasonry, which is all for business people, dear friends, and it's also a corrupt, dear friends, thing. A secret organisation that tries to benefit one another in the world of business, so-called. But what a mercy. God will supply your need. God is able to do far more exceeding abundantly for you and me, above all that we can think or ask. So we bless the Lord if we have a little word from Him. His word, dear friends, that does such great matters with you and me and causes you and me much exercise of soul to know and do His word, to follow in the instructions and teachings of His word. And as He has said, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way thou should go. It's a good thing if we're able to take our concerns to the throne of grace, that you might have an instructive word from the Lord. You know He will come. Yes, you're waiting like this man to have the troubled water. This water, dear friends, that flows through the glorious gospel, a living waters from the wells of salvation, Jesus draws and gives you a drink. It's a crumb of mercy, it's a sip from the wells of salvation, and you go on your way rejoicing. He's touched your heart. Yes, you've had these trials, and you will have them in your journey. But you feel that divine fear of the Lord in your soul. You reverence His holy name. You pray unto Him in a time when He may be found. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it from thy courts above, that I may know something of believing on Him that sent me, that is, God the Father, Son, and even Holy Ghost, to give you the gift of everlasting life, chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world, that you might live to show forth His praise. All we hear in the day and age is man's praise, but we want to hear the praise of God. And with your heart you pray Him that He has favoured you to know and hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. And even the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Oh, may you exercise your soul with prayer. you might hear his voice, you might follow him, but not ashamed to own him as your Lord and Saviour, for to whom else can you go? He has the gift of everlasting life. And he says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. This is heaven, dear friends. To know he's made your heaven secure, will heal and good provide. While Christ is rich, I can't be poor. What can I want beside? You're poor and needy sinner. You're seeking water and risen up. Your tongue fighting for thirst. But I, the Lord, will hear them. You let your request be made known unto God. To pray without ceasing. To lift up your hearts with your hands to God. Be not silent to me, O God, lest if thou be silent to me, I be like unto them that go down the pit. Oh, to hear thy voice as a sheep, not a goat, but to one that has been born again by the Spirit. And you come with your cries unto him, that you might be favoured to know something of this great salvation, that he might prepare you for those mansions in the sky. You won't, dear friends, in your humility, worry about a mansion, but that's what he's determined we should have. Mansions in the sky, not rooms, as some religious people believe, rooms. No, mansions in the sky. We shall reach that place which is perfect. And he will perfect that that concerns your soul and mine, to prepare you for those mansions in the sky. And it's always a wonder of wonders that you and I should ever hear his voice to this effect. Everlasting life and no condemnation. Because you're bound up in the bundle of life. Jesus has shown you with a chosen you in the furnace of affliction and blessed you with a token of his love. And he bids you, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden. I will give thee rest. Oh, there's no smooth passage here below, but there are those sweet moments before the cross. When Jesus, with his mighty love, visits your troubled breast and says, be still and know that I am God. I have bought thee with a price. I have eternally loved thee. And all this wonderful favour of believing in Christ. For whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God, to prepare a place for you. And I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there shall ye be forever. A wonderful prospect for an unworthy sinner to be favoured to have the knowledge of the truth. He should know the truth, and the truth should make you free from the condemnation of the broken law. Oh, what a favour then to know him. And so he says, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. This is a wonderful gift. This is something you long for. You want the Lord to take hold of you and say, rise, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And what does that mean? It's walking the fear of the Lord, and sometimes all the day long when the Lord draws near, comforts you and says, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. He perfects that that concerns your soul and mine and bids you to follow him. And so you bless the Lord that Jesus came upon this mission to call as many as the Lord had chosen before the world was made. And you bless the Lord Jesus for what he has suffered. And you'll be brought sometimes into the fellows, entering into his sufferings. Sufferings, dear friends, for such souls as yours and mine. Because he laid down his life for his friends, and he said, we are my friends. Whosoever believeth in me and followeth me. And he bids you and me to keep his commandments. Although short we seem to come, poor sinners, and yet blessed mercy, what the Lord has revealed to you, he will bring to pass. And it makes you sometimes tremble as to why you were made to hear his voice. But blessed be the Lord. He directs his Spirit with the word that Jesus sends, that the Father's sent him into the world to achieve this suffering. That man's blood alone, not man's blood, Jesus' blood. The blood, dear friends, of the Lord Jesus cleanseth from all sin. And God has sent him to reveal to you what the Father has caused him to make known in the world and in his word. And it'll be ultimately believing him that sent me, believing in the Son of God, and has given him everlasting life. Everlasting life. It's forever and ever, eternity. Tremendous sound and malefactors doomed to die. But with Christ in the vessel, we smile at the storm. And so he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. A remarkable prospect, may it be our privilege to obtain it by the gift of grace. But I must leave it now, friends, for the ordinance to attend to. May he pardon all of this and bless his own word. For Christ's sake, amen. Let us conclude with hymn 349. The tune is Corinth 669. Jesus, shepherd of thy people, lead us through this desert land. We are weak and poor and feeble, yet we trust thy mighty hand. Great protector, by thy power alone we stand. All thy sheep shall come to Zion. With them thou wilt never part. Beasts of prey nor roaring lion, none shall pluck them from thy heart. All thy chosen, costly wounds and blood and smart. Thank you. grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each. Amen.